You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
The Vietnam War, it's over.
Your job's just begun.
A new HBO original limited series.
Welcome to the world of spycraft. Strap in.
From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr.
What are you concealing?
Based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel by Viet Thanh Nguyen.
What if I told you that I was a communist spy?
How did you become this?
The Sympathizer, streaming April 14th on Max. Subscription required.
What does Colgate mean by live life to the brightest? Could it be a rich glass of red sipped inside a Parisian cafe on a snowy night when my gaze is met by a tall, mysterious... I mean, brushing is directed with Colgate Optic White Pro Series Toothpaste gives you a visibly whiter smile in just 3 days, so you can live life to the brightest and finish that glass without worrying about teeth stains. Colgate Optic White. Find it at all major retailers.
Patreon Saturdays, we have got to go quick. Of course, we start with New Jersey. Kim has some hot tea from a very, very reliable source. I know the source. Just listen to these clips. And Kim talks all about what she heard this week about Melissa and Joe. Her shit doesn't stop, Kim. So we talk all about that. Teresa, she found out some new stuff. We talk about RHL and Jay. Is it really coming back in December? What we know, when we can expect a trailer, all sorts of other things going on. Juicy Joe, we have an update. Kim has found something out about Juicy, more about Dolores and her car. Then we go into Beverly Hills, the pause. What does it really mean for Lisa Rinna? Her social media behavior is not changing. We talk all about that and Garcelle and Diana and the bots and all the developments there and the petition online to fire Rinna and the fact that she's not on Twitter. Man, Beverly Hills is not stopping. And then we deal with Salt Lake. I pose a really interesting question to you all about Salt Lake. So here are some clips, just some clips, and then head on over to Patreon. Kim is so riled up. You're going to hear this. We went about an hour and a half today. Hear these clips and then head on over to Patreon. This is what happens every Saturday. Most of you are there. For everyone who's not on Patreon, join now. You're missing out every Saturday. Here you go. Enjoy.
Here I am. And I have a lot to talk about. I, David, have been getting crazy DMs and calls from people on the Jersey situation. So maybe since it's fresh in my mind, would you like to do Jersey first?
What have you been getting calls on and what's the Jersey
situation?
Well,
the major call came from a major player. And she gave me the rundown on the situation with the boy and Melissa, the rumor, and what the whole gig is going on. So now, what I heard is
what
this.
What boy?
The boy. What's his name? The boy.
Nick.
Okay.
Can I just tell you that Nick is just so hot? You do realize
he's hot. Okay. So now, here's what I was told. First of all, when this happened, whatever, a couple years ago, the backstory is, we'll do a 2-minute backstory, that the little PR guy opens the door on Melissa and Nick and sees them kissing. He then calls Margaret and Lexi, her assistant, and tells them what they saw. Margaret and Lexi, Margaret tells her best friend, Laura, the story has not changed. That's what leads me to believe that this is true. When people lie, the story keeps changing. Now we're going to fast forward to what I know, okay?
I have some questions for you. You bring something up. If I have questions, these listeners must
have questions. I have all the answers. Also, during the course of this time is when Teresa Giudice was seeing that young guy, the one that I said that, you know, I'm not going to say who I knew because he got mad at me for saying it. He said I have a big mouth. But someone close to me knows the kid. And also another one close to me knows his mother. Okay. And this is when Teresa was caught holding hands with him in Florida and denying.
She was in the Hamptons too. She was always at Southampton Social with this like 28-year-old or whatever.
Exactly. So it was 100% true. The kid even started having feelings for her. The mother was upset. So the theme of this is that Melissa and Teresa are always in competition. So Melissa had to get somebody just as young and just as hot. And this all happened at the same time. Okay. And here comes Nick and whatever. And also there's more. Melissa and all the girls, I don't know if Teresa was there, had, they were at an event where they had all their glam with them. Okay. And this is when the rumor first started. Joe Gorga calls Melissa's glam. I think it was the hair person. It's a girl. And says, is Nick blah, blah, blah there? Beretta, whatever his name is.
Yeah.
And so you've all seen the way Joe behaves with women, the way he calls them dirty bitches and how he put his fist up to me.
Just curious, what you think?
You know, that's, I guess, the big question. Deep down, I can tell you from someone who's going to be a life coach and have been through a lot, I don't care who you are. Most women have better intuition than men. I'm going to just say that. But deep down, for him to make that call to that hairdresser or makeup artist to find out, deep down, he has to have some kind of inkling that something's up, but maybe his ego won't allow him to believe it. And also, I think Melissa's very good at what she does. She's very good at manipulating. She's very good at denying. She's good. You know, she's good. Again, this is all alleged. I didn't see it with my own eyes. I'm just telling you from a major source that this is pretty credible.
It seems to be a source you believe, and it's someone that's at least close, like knows these people in the world.
Yes. And yes.
Look, knowing these people.
Teresa's not going anywhere, but I think Melissa and Joe are in jeopardy. We both think that. You know, I really do. I just, I just don't know
really
how it's going to work out. I came on behind your back. Yep, that's it. I agree with you. The things that they think they have to lie about are absolutely ridiculous. Just own it. You see one of my Christmas trees in the back? I did the one in my family room kitchen. Yeah, one.
Not even Thanksgiving, so slow.
I know, but then my life is going to get crazy. I got all these events and parties, and I'm going back to work.
December. Did you see that?
Can't wait.
You know why?
I think there's a couple reasons with something to do with Beverly Hills.
Yep.
And I think also because people are complaining about, they want Teresa's wedding to be hot. Like, meaning if they don't start it till February, we won't see Teresa's wedding till the summer. Bring it on. Let's watch everything. Bring it on. Listen, he served his time and he went to ICE, which was really bad. I mean, he's got four daughters here. He was here when he was a year old. Okay. It was silly that he didn't, you know, get his paperwork done. But if anyone should be able to come back in the country, it should be Joe Giudice. I am pro Joe Giudice. I like him. I think he's a great father, great guy. Whatever he did, he did his time. Okay. I hope he could come back. I really do. I hope he could come back. I'm wishing the best for Joe Giudice.
I'm kind of right there with you. I don't mind Juicy.
I don't mind him at all.
After all this, Teresa, Melissa, can you, Joe, Juice? I think, you know how Teresa says, you know, if she had to go for a spa day, she's going to choose you over Caroline Manzo and
Melissa. And she also said, because I'm more fun. I am more fun.
Well, let me tell you, if I had to go for a spa day, I'm going to choose Juicy over Joe, Melissa, and Teresa.
Oh, definitely. Definitely.
Juicy's cool, man.
Juicy was always respectful of me. Very cool.
And let me tell you something. If Juicy does come back to the States, I mean, I don't know if there's going to be the conditions, but he might, they will get him on that.
He'll be on the show. No question about it. He'll be on the show.
Don't you count Juicy out just yet.
Juicy will be filming with the girls and Rulajas and Teresa. Bring Juicy on. They're going to put it on
January.
David, none of them are talking to each other. None of them. Only Dorit and Dorit and Kyle are talking. Diana, whatever her last name is, found the
Jenkins.
Bots. That found the bots that did this to Garcelle's son. Here it is. This is it. This is the one. This is how my investigators found it. But here we go again, dangling the carrot, dangling the... Why? Let us know. Let us know who did this, why they did this, how your investigators found them. So this stops. It's got to stop. It's got to stop. These cowards, and they're all cowards. Now, we're going to get into Salt Lake too. Another coward.
Cowards, we have a lot more to say about Beverly Hills.
These cowards that create, that they can't put their face to something. Like, look at the cowards. I had, be yourself. I, Kim DiPaola, don't like this about you or don't like that about you. Why are you a coward? Why can't you be yourself and say what you really feel? No, you have to be a coward and create fake accounts and come and harass people. You have the time and the effort. I mean, I'm home decorating my house, spending my sick days with my 7 dogs, loving my life, not thinking about how I'm going to attack somebody on a fake account. If I'm coming for you, it's going to be me and David talking about it, and it's going to be my face looking at this phone telling you what I think. Not a fake account, honey. I don't need to do that, and I don't have the time or the energy. Nor do I give a shit.
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
Apes hunt humans.
That is wrong.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So, you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So, whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Oh my God, Kim is all riled up today, and she don't give a shit. We get into it all. So we talk more about this source of hers and what she heard. And I have to say, I know the source. It's a really reliable source. What she found out about Melissa and Joe and all these rumors, they're resurfacing. We talk more about that and Teresa. And oh my God, Kim has a lot to say about New Jersey. We talk more about December and when we could expect a trailer, what we found out. We talk about Beverly Hills. What does this pause really, really mean? Is it good for Rinna or is it bad? We look at both sides. We talk about Garcelle's response to Diana coming out about these bots. Man, Kathy's on a jet flying away somewhere with LaToya Jackson. Rinna's social media is not slowing down. Talk about it all. And then we talk about Salt Lake. Oh my God. I have so much to say about Salt Lake and I'm not even so sure it's so good. So head on over to Patreon. Kim is riled up. We get into it all today and enjoy.